And welcome to another episode of Muse on Miami, episode 4.
Bienvenido a Miami.
I am one of the hosts, Nigel. I play Kador.
I'm Colin. I play Signar, Dragon Ball, and Batman.
Yeah.
I am Crump, and I have most recently played Monster Hunter.
And Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Yeah. And that.
I'm Adam, and I play Infinity and Monster Hunter and Dragon Ball Super and a whole bunch of other stuff.
He's got the pop rocks. No. No.
Now I don't feel bad for making fun of him dropping something on the floor and maybe hurting himself.
That was what he dropped on the floor. He dropped the pop rocks. He's like, what?
Yep.
He's like, oh no, my pop rocks. They're going to pop off the floor.
Just eating floor rocks.
Yep. I hope that's what he's got in his mouth is floor dirt.
Just like some stray hairs.
Yep.
Awesome.
Gross.
All right.
Gerbil turds.
A lot of new things happened in a lot of different games. So I think we're going to start with War Machine, maybe.
Yeah, sure. We don't need to talk about Crucible, but Crucible's out on CID, so that's kind of cool.
So they also made a change to how damage type works, right?
Yeah, immunities are no longer immunities. So if you're immune to electricity, you only suffer one less damage die.
Is that like a CID or is that just immediate?
It's in CID, but I believe that is immediate. Like they're just.
I think it's a rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now less sad about like the Black Quad Wayfarer losing immunity to damage types.
Yeah.
Like he used to be immune to like all of them, and now he's not anymore. So mm-hmm. he just like dies to fire like drift and stuff.
Yep.
And now he's that's fine. Because I was just going to die to that anyway.
Yep.
So,
I think overall it's a positive change. There are people who are like literally melting about it, particularly the Signar players.
I don't understand that. Now I'm just like, yeah, bring on the Kruger too.
Yeah. Well, also now the mirror match isn't, it's still miserable, but it's not the worst. Like,
yeah.
It's like Nemo versus Nemo or whatever. It's like and, not just like, oh.
Yeah.
But like, men off, if you played a Sevi gun line and then you just ran into Strack off, you're like, well, I guess we are useless.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're not like good. It's just now you have a chance to play.
Yeah, the Sky Raptor, but Storm Raptor buff.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around the overall internet reception of it because it's been very weird.
I haven't seen any of it.
Everybody's complaining, but nobody's really complaining about it being a big deal. It's more of just like, I don't see the point. You're not going to kill monsters. You're not going to kill a heavy. You're not going to do any serious damage with a heavy when you're minus one D6 electricity. So, like, I'm like, okay, so if it's not a big deal, then...
Why does it matter?
Yeah. If you're saying it's not a big deal, then why are we complaining?
Yep.
I don't understand, like, the arguments. I keep engaging in arguments, and I'm like, wait, what are we talking about?
5%.
5%.
It's not a big deal, Adam.
Circle nerf.
No.
God. Druids are so much worse now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just keep getting worse.
I am a little bummed out that, like, particularly Assault Commandos are basically trash, but still, whatever.
They're basically trash, and now they're like, also, they can die to fire. And you're like,
If you're immune, you still can't suffer the continuous effects of debuff. So
it doesn't matter when it's like.
Oh, that's still nice, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like they're armor 14, so they just explode everything anyways. It's like, god damn it.
Although when it's 1d6, they live 33% of the time if it's like Pow 10.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to just live 100% of the time.
Yeah. That's <You're> like, that's definitely, Assault Commandos are unfortunately worse. Like,
yeah.
That's.
Yeah. They're so bad anyways, is my point. Like, they're so terrible. The only reason to take them is do it occasionally laugh at Menoth players.
What units? Like what units in the game are immune to damage types? Like Stormblades, Assault Commandos. There's like dudes in Crix.
Gorman,
are,
D. Wolf.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like units though. Like
all full units.
It's like Assault Commandos and Stormblades and.
There's got to be something in protection.
Oh, there's
right?
Flame Guard cleansers are immune to fire.
Yep. Yep.
And Circle Druids.
I mean, there's a few Storm things, but...
Yeah, Storm X, yeah, like Storm
yeah,
dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sorry, by blades, I just meant dudes wearing the armor.
Sure, yeah.
That's, like, it.
Tactical Arcanist Core, Meeting of Fire.
Yep.
I keep forgetting those exist.
Yeah.
I'll bring them back out.
Yeah. they used to be like, in every list, they're in no list.
Yeah.
Turns out, when it's the same point cost, then they lose 4 wounds each.
Hmm.
Yeah. Aww. Unfortunately, all those units that we just listed, for the most part, just kind of suck.
Hmm.
Except in the Signar case.
Except for the Signar crap, yeah. Which is why Signar players are like super melting.
That's probably why.
Why? Because they still don't die to Electro Leaps?
Hmm.
Oh, I'll roll a 6 and kill those Stormblades.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I mean, Pow-10s. They're got the 6s?
If they're not like Arcane Shielded, then...
The problem is the Electro Leaps on Nemo 3's feet turn. That's the problem. That's literally what people are complaining about.
That actually is legit.
That's 100% what people are explaining about. They're like, oh, D3's not broken anymore. And I'm dead serious.
He's
no, that makes him better.
Like,
huh?
That makes him better.
It makes him better and worse.
Because you can't Electro Leap. Like, no, if I just run a Stormblade up to their caster, I'm just going to kill my Stormblade on the first shot.
No, you still don't Electro Leap to your own dudes, right? Like,
no, but you can still shoot them.
Oh, I see.
And use them as a buoy.
Got it. Yeah. So, okay.
So they can no longer just use a storm pod to just have the entire army shoot it with electricity so that it arcs onto their caster.
Gotcha. They could try to have 2, though.
They could still do that.
I mean, they could get, like, a Firefly to run up there or something. Something that will withstand the damage.
Especially since the Firefly is going to be in the area anyway. Mm-hmm.
Or a siege turret.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pretty non-complaint, I would say.
Yeah, what whiny babies.
Yep.
Kruger, though. Sorry, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for how awesome Thunderhead is now. Except for, I guess, pulsing on your dudes is kind of less sweet.
You don't have to boost the damage roll, so it's like, it's only on Nemo's feet turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nemo 3
I mean,
or 2,
yeah,
whatever.
Normally when I'm playing Thunderhead, I'm playing a bunch of jacks anyway, so
yeah.
Cares. But
it'd be amazing, though. They're just like, whoops. Killed a bunch of my own dudes on accident. Yeah, there's really not that much immunity in the game. It's basically only applies to Signar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, aside from the occasional solo and then...
Yeah, and it's actually the solos that get the best amount of, like, comeuppance.
Because they have 5 wounds.
So they have 5 wounds. They're just tough to deal with. Like, getting Garmin out of there can be tough, but you need to just deviate some stuff onto them. And
yeah.
Yeah. I also can't wait for, like, a weapon to go out, and then they're just like, oh, no D6, aw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Just like somebody's took out a gun. Like, oh, I guess this gun's useless now.
Huh.
It's cool that that's a rule change, though. There are dudes that are, like, also the backlash. People are getting, like, CID fatigue, so they're starting to, like, have baby melts about, is anyone just sick of this? Like, the rules are just all over the place.
I mean... It's been how many years still? Like that. At some, I figured at some point this was going to be like, you know, like a doctor like prescribing, you know, fixing an illness thing where it's like, okay, at first we have to do a lot of work to like, you know, get you to a point of like management of your health. Like the game is just in just like this death spiral, and so we've got to put a lot of work into it to just get it to like, you know. Normal again, and then maybe just, you know, once a year, maybe we do a CID, but it's just like nonstop forever.
Yeah.
If you think about it, though, if you think about it from a like company standpoint, if you're trying to revitalize certain armies or certain players or certain whatever, and give like people a reason to purchase them, it makes sense.
I mean, it actually just like isn't a difference from what they used to do, because like the like what they used to release like 2. Kind of massive erratas a year, like towards the end of Mark II.
Well, I don't even know if they're massive, but
some
I will
of them brought a lot of changes.
I will say this though, like World of Warcraft has a similar model, like that's adding content every year. So they have to add content is one way to spruce it up, but also changing your existing content is the easiest thing to do.
Like complaining about a CID about a faction that doesn't exist yet isn't something you should complain about. I can't. I'm not complaining about Crucible Guard because they might be really good right now.
I am. Still like, haven't gotten to Circle yet, bastards.
I am because Kador is not even out of it yet, and they're already trash. They need to like get back in there.
But it's like the CID's not done yet. It's just in CID. That's why I don't like. I don't look at the CID personally. I just kind of like.
You know what faction I think needs to go to CID?
Minions?
Circle.
Nope. Grimkin. And have them be like every other faction.
Just unexisted.
Exactly.
I'm in. Yeah, thank God I have not played against Grim Canyon.
Also, Grim Canyon went through CID.
Yep.
Nope. Sad. God damn it, you know what I mean.
Yeah, they got to get back in there.
Oh, I see.
They got to get back in there and then find the eraser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then replace Arcana with the word feet.
Mm.
Then I don't have to learn it.
Yeah. Let's see. So we're not going to talk about Crucible Guard, really. So are we just going to jump into some Infinity Talk?
Whoa, no. We got to talk about the other Privateer Press game.
Oh!
Oh, yeah!
Good old Monster Apocalypse is making a comeback.
Just Matt Wilson saw Pacific Rim. The trailer's for Pacific Rim 2. He's like, we need to bring it back.
It's got the hype train now.
Yeah.
It's like Hollywood's giving him free hype.
It's the board game where if you turn your brain off, it'll be enjoyable.
So the problem is three of the four of us never played the original Montbok. So we're going to need Nigel's help to kind of flush out what we don't know.
Monster Apocalypse was a little tabletop game played on squares, on a square grid. And you put down these like plastic buildings. And basically it was Rampage. You ran around, smashed the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And
fought
other monsters. And you had little dudes to help your big monsters out. The primary mechanic of it was you had these special dice, and you had like a left and a right side. The left side was like your monster side, and the right side was like your little dude side.
Okay.
And the little dudes would spend dice and do stuff, and then those would go over to your monster side. And then you could keep doing actions by, if your monster, you could only spend the dice that you had available on this left or right, you know? Mm. So if you wanted your dude to act, he only had the dice that were over there.
Yeah.
Then there are like these special dice that you could build up with, that you could add to your rolls, and you only got some of those per, like X of those per game. And so there was basically like a mechanic. It was kind of like a weird way of almost doing like Infinity, where you have like 10 order monkeys. Like all your little guys have to act, so all their dice go into the big guys thing.
Gotcha.
And then actions you take require a certain number of dice. So you have like a huge 7 dice attack that does a ton of damage, or you have a bunch of 3 dice attacks. And so depending on what you need to do, also movement and other the number of dice you spend are actually action points too.
And how do you like win games? Is it like
just smashing dudes?
Yeah. Okay.
Smash monsters and buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So watching the video was mildly hilarious.
It was actually the best comedy film of the year.
Was not their funniest movie. Yeah.
Grimkin has some. Wait.
It was actually like the one that announced, I think, Mark 3 literally had me like my splitting my sides. Like,
yeah,
I was laughing so hard.
What was
what's that?
What?
It was just the narrator. It was like, in a world of unending war, there comes one game where you will fight war machines. And then, like, the way he just said stuff, like, watch war casters fight with war jacks.
I remember.
Just like every word was so overpronounced. Yeah. You're like, what the hell is going on?
I feel like it was
the command book announcements, right?
It could have been that.
I feel like you got more like running out of the old witch like riddles or whatever.
No, that's true.
I feel like you might have, those might be better.
Well, that's because I wrote a lot of custom poems, so that was more. It inspired me personally,
but I feel like just because of how long lasting those trolls were, I feel like that has to be up there for funniest.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this one though,
also the Grimkin one was awesome because if anybody vague booked something sad, I'd be like, "Is this a Grimkin spoiler?" Like, they'd be like, "Some days life isn't worth living." Is this a Grimkin? And then you didn't like the like button. nobody could vague book for an entire year.
I mean, honestly, Nigel talking about this game does a significantly better job of making me want to play it than any of the video did.
So basically, like, the video, which everybody can go watch on their website, but it just has a super epic music going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really cool music. But, like, it's, like, to not cool things happening on screen, basically.
Doing your taxes. Like, just...
Yeah. Well, just the painting the model part was there.
And then it was, yeah. This extended scene of Dallas slowly stroking a model, and I'll leave my wording just like that. He's slowly stroking the paint on this model. And it's just like, boom, 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 boom.
God damn it.
Yeah, and then the best part is the fully customizable tanks, and then it's just like they start flashing the fully customizable tanks.
It's the same,
and it's just the same tank, just painted.
I think that was supposed to be a joke, and it was like not properly executed. Like,
it was funny.
Yeah, yeah. And consult them. They're just like, yeah, fully customizable. You can get red ones.
Yeah,
just like, yeah.
They just needed Dallas. Like, get rid of the music. Just have Dallas literally talk about it, and then everybody would have got it that it was like a joke
coming to a store near you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, actually, customizable tanks would be so cool, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what Nigel described actually sounds like an interesting game.
It was pretty cool because it was like actually like WWF wrestling.
In the announcement video, why didn't they do anything like talk about what the game is? Like,
well, that's not what they do in announcement videos.
Yeah, but they should. Oh,
I don't disagree.
Also,
like, remember the Harry Potter?
Instead of literally just, hey guys, remember Monpok? I mean, vaguely, I like heard about it. It was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I like know 1% of the population that played it. Yeah, it's back. Oh, okay. What's that about again? Monster smashing? Yeah, but you could tell what the game is, like, from the name. It's like monster smash. Okay, it's like kaiju battles with robots. I've got it. But, like, mechanically, how does that, you know, like, how does the gameplay would be cool?
I'm sure within a week they'll start showing gameplay videos.
Yeah, with intense stroking.
Yeah. Like, they did the same thing for the Harry Potter, miniatures game from Night Models. They spoiled it by giving like little flashes of the models and like, yeah, it's coming. And then it's just like, everyone's just like, I want to know gameplay. I want to know gameplay. And so then everybody just started yelling on Facebook yelling about just wanting gameplay videos. And then within a week they had a gameplay
video.
Does
this image tilt you like indefinitely as like a designer?
That the A is like unseeable? Yes. Yeah, it's a little weird. It's like GERD.
Yeah. I literally thought it was GERD. Forever, and it's because the A is like in / behind his body.
I think the robot looks awesome. The monster looked weird, but I mean, it's supposed to look weird.
It's got scythes for claws, kind of scythes.
Yeah. I actually don't hate. Everybody's like, oh, the HeroClix models. I mean, for what it was, like, I didn't play it because the models were super sweet. And the robots were, that was like those, the guard was like the cool faction. And then I played the aliens, which were just like, you know, Mars Attacks aliens flew around in saucers, and that was basically the dudes I played.
Yeah.
But yeah, the aliens that they've got, the like Tyranid style aliens, are sort of derpy. I don't know.
Was it like, so how was there like different factions, or was it?
Yeah, there were several. There was like Destruction and Order, and then there are like 4 Destruction factions and 4 Order factions.
Yep. It looks like they're doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
So 4 factions that are sub-factioned.
Yep. Yep. Towards the end of it, I had stopped playing by then because the game got a little out of control with the collectability and stuff.
That's a really good change, though.
Yeah, that's not here. Yep, that's fantastic. But they had gotten the Voltron license, so like they, Voltron, and they advertised.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Back when Monster Apocalypse existed, right before it ended, they got the Voltron license and actually pumped out Voltron dudes.
Is that what killed it?
And then they like were like, well, we can't do any better. Let's just pack it in. And then they like dumped it. Now that they've come back, I would have gotten the Voltron license back, because that's the whole point. And then B, led with that. Like, that should have been like, Voltron's back.
Yeah, that would be legit.
Yeah, people would be losing their minds right now. I hope they get Voltron back. It doesn't look like that.
They could get Voltron back. They could get Power Rangers.
Uh-huh.
They could get Pacific Rim.
So Guard was basically Voltron. Yeah. And they had this guy called like Mega Man or like Mega something. And
called Mega Man. It's actually just Mega Man.
He was just a Power Ranger, but he was huge. He was just a ginormous Power Ranger.
Yeah.
And
Power Man.
Yeah, Power Man. And
well, that's Marvel. They'll sue you.
Oh, God. Jesus. And Man-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's DC. They'll sue.
Damn it.
A Woman-Man. That's Dark Horse.
That's
they'll
okay.
Sue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Dark Horse. Nobody cares. Damn yeah. it.
I had literally...
Dark Horse did Star Wars.
I watched the starting video, and I had literally no desire to play this game ever. And then Nigel described the mechanics sort of work, and I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, no, the mechanics were super cool. The flaws in the game, as far as, like, I guess I can't speak for Beanish, but one thing that me and Beanish didn't like, to my understanding, was that the map got really weird. Like, these giant squares. It was the same problem with Grind. Diagonal movement was king. They didn't have a good equation for slowing you down in a diagonal movement. And then
because it's like it's literally like squares.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And some of the stuff's clunky. It just felt clunky when you're like you're throwing a guy. So say you're like your guy's cornered up to a building, and on the and kitty corner to that building is another guy, and you're throwing him to a building like down the street, and he's gonna have to go through the first building. Like, there's weird interactions because you're going diagonally that just sort of, like, it was just sort of clunky in some ways, but not a big deal. But then I think the moves, it was kind of like the Marvel game, kind of, where it was like, there's cars. Yeah, the Marvel mini game in that. There's cars. Throwing cars is the most powerful attack you can do. And after that, throwing the models is the second most powerful attack. Yeah. And so everything was just dudes throwing at each other, throwing things around. Until all the cars were destroyed, and then they threw each other around.
I mean, that can be fun. So
I mean, it's fun, but exactly, but it just was like
it's
weird.
Not
like
good game design.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I wish I had more choices. You know, to do things that weren't. Like...
I wish firing laser beams would be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I wish I could use my tanks to shoot their guns instead of just throwing them.
And I'm not actually being exact. Like, I'm just really remembering this from like 10 years ago. But that was where, like my. I do know that there were like a lot of attacks that were awesome, and there were things to do, but.
Well, I'm in, and I'm going to play GERD.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
No, you're going to play Guard. I'm going to play GERD.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's so
I like it.
Whoever did this.
I'm playing the Space Aliens because those guys are cool.
I kind of like Stubby McFat Tyranid guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which, he is like a Pokemon. He's just a straight Pokemon.
He's like a Pokemon.
Yeah. He is a gross Pokemon. He's a very gross one.
He's like a Pokemon Hydralisk with shovels for hands.
It's like.
Oh, those Cthulhu dudes. I forgot to tell you about that.
Yeah, it's like what? It's like a Pokemon that grew up with no parents.
Aww.
Yeah, there's a Cthulhu faction, so it's like a bunch of tentacle dudes. They're pretty cool.
Oh my God, is there a gerbil faction?
There was basically a gerbil faction.
Oh my God. I don't know. Privateer Press's PR continues to be the greatest thing ever. God, those fully customizable tanks.
So sexy.
God, that had to have been a joke that just completely missed the mark.
I think it was a joke, yeah.
Well, it was funny. We found it funny.
We did.
Not for the right purposes, though.
But it might have been for the right purposes. Like, their whole point is, like, you can customize it, but you're not, it's just, you know, they're basically trying to highlight the fact that you can paint it, period, and that they're but sort of making fun of it in that.
Fully customized.
Yeah, yeah, they're sort of, exactly. They needed someone to really add the sarcasm. It's hard to see.
Fully customizable.
Yeah.
I have a question. Were the original ones not?
No, it was all.
Because think about it. Even.
Yeah.
No, but my point is you can still put paint on them.
Yes.
No, you couldn't. You legally were not allowed to. It had to be. It had to be. No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was what?
Nobody wasted their time doing that. And B, it would probably confuse what the model was.
If you paint the tanks red, though, they go faster.
They should. Like, if it's if it's blue, it should have plus one armor. If it's red, it should have plus one speed.
Wait, isn't that a GW thing,
yes.
too?
Yes.
Only for certain things. But only, yes, it is GW.
Only for orcs.
Yeah, only for orcs, actually.
Huh. God dang it. I hope they don't make, like, I want this game to exist, but only be, like, each sub-faction is only, like, one monster. And, it's never going to happen, but I want it to basically just be, like, a cheap board game that I can play, like, every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a full-blown minis game, which is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But
honestly, Monster Apocalypse opened up a few games for us that we have since also abandoned. But Mage Wars is a unbelievably good game. It's probably the best game nobody plays, period. But it's basically like a little board game, and you have mages, and they summon monsters, and you create a custom deck based on the monsters. So you pick the monsters you're going to be able to summon, and then you have access. You like custom make a deck, and then you play. It was very clean, fun, really dynamic, and it just never quite clicked or took off. Like, it still exists. I see it in game stores, and I know that there's tournaments and events for it, but it's weird.
I feel like these companies don't realize that I have limited funds.
Mm-hmm.
they need to understand my circumstances.
Yeah.
And I can't play 1,000 different games because there's so many games right now that I want to play.
Yeah. I do miss the entire 90s where the only game in town was 40K. So, like, if you were a gamer, you just had 40K dudes. And then if you were, like, hardcore, like, 40K was Dragon Ball Z.
Then you had Mech Assault.
And then Warhammer Fantasy was, like, the weirdos who liked, like, the weird manga, you know?
The Joeys.
The Joeys, yeah. If you really wanted to go off the rack and go deep, you played Warhammer Fantasy. There was no... And then there was, like, historicals where, like, people went to die. Like, that was where gamers go to die.
You must be this old before you can play this game.
You had to be 40 plus and miserable. Like, absolutely, unbelievably miserable to talk to at all times.
Okay, so you qualify for half.
I do 100% qualify. Like, if it were 1993, I would have to be a historical player.
He's got his AARP card.
Yeah, exactly. You're at Denny's.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You talk incessantly about the dates of things that occurred in the 1800s.
Your phone provider is Consumer Cellular.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You.
Oh, my God. There's so many things I want to say right now.
Oh, jeez. You love your brother, and that if you never get to talk to him again, you want him to know that?
Sure.
Aww, thanks. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
I like how he's like, sure.
Not that.
Anything but that.
Damn it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, the Pop Rocks.
Yep, he dropped his model into Pop Rocks.
Oh, my God.
And now it's going to explode.
Damn it, Nigel. I just want these models right now. I want Edward Shovel Hands, and I want to be painting him to really intense
customize
music.
Yeah. And just, I'm customizing the model.
Damn it. No, I wonder if that means they're going to be pretty loose with the... Like the customizing rules, maybe.
The paint jobs, they're like, must be at least one color.
Based on my understanding of the game, I think that has to be a joke, because there was no customizing. There was no, like, this tank is this, like, all the models are just different.
Just, they should have been like, remember Mompok? It's just like someone dumping out a garbage bag of HeroClix.
Yeah, and also that was like... the greatest thing of Mompok, was you had a shoebox full of junk. And then you unloaded it on the table, and then that was your, like, it was the easiest army tray.
And now you have to be, like, really careful.
Yeah, like, damn it, I don't want more battle foam. Nobody wants that.
That's true.
Yeah, you just get KR.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I don't want that either. I just want my shoebox full of crap.
Yes. I mean, now we just have cards full, like, shoeboxes full of cards now. So.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, let me say, you don't want to go play HeroClix again. Just going to say that.
Yeah, I never, ever did.
You did play HeroClix.
Just saying.
I remember you having HeroClix.
Yeah, somebody got me some. I never played them.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But, so let's see. Should we jump into some Infinity Talk for Adam?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. It's Dragon Ball, man. I'm fine with Infinity, too.
What's to talk about in
Nothing
Dragon Ball?
Nothing exciting is happening in Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
We literally don't know. Yeah, we're talking. Yeah. We're only speculating, other than Adam, who's. Hasn't purchased any cards yet.
Totally not. I swear, wife. Yeah.
She listens.
Yeah.
So, Adam, what happened in Infinity?
I don't know, Colin. What's happening in Infinity?
I'm asking you because you're the one that knows. Not
my fingers are glued together assembling these models. I can't help it. So,
are you gluing them with your mouth? How can you not talk? I'm so confused.
Forget about how bad I am.
You've been talking. I don't feel like there's anything that can actually distract you about this because you've been talking about it for 3 days nonstop. I don't even know.
How do you not know, Nick? So anyway, long story short.
I've been working a lot.
Forbes Belly announced, five new, like, the unaligned factions. Basically, they're kind of merc factions. And I'm sorry if I'm saying that number wrong. And their big announcement is the JSA Uprising box, which is coming out special for Adepticon. Corvus Belli is actually going to have them available. They have like a special set. They have the new Uprising book, which has these like lists in them, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff. You get an additional special sculpt model of a brawler that comes with it, with the book, the Uprising book. The set itself is a JSA sectorial. So anybody that doesn't know this, so like Yuzhang, which is my faction and my faction at heart, basically Japan is separating from Yuzhang. So before they used to be a sectorial underneath it, and now they're leaving Yuzhang and having an uprising. And basically as a result, Yuzhang is losing access to, it's not 100% confirmed, but they're losing access to most, if not all, of the Yuzhang models, or sorry, the JSA models that were initially available. Any model that you had previously, it's basically you can still play JSA, you just play it in a different format.
You talked about like using them as proxies, like this Keisatsu is actually whatever.
So that, yeah, so there's two different things. One, they changed their proxy rules, so their proxy rules are way looser in a good way. So that like if you play vanilla and you only want to play vanilla and you don't want to play JSA as the sectorial, you could still use those models, like as long as it closely represents the model that it's supposed to be. So like let's say I have a Keisatsu, which is just a regular line troop, which is a JSA troop. But I wanted to use that in vanilla. I can still use that in vanilla Yuzhang, and it just represents like a Zanshi, as long as that's effectively communicated with my opponent, and it somewhat represents the model it's supposed to be. Huh. However, you can also like your faction still 100% is legit. You just can't play it in. It's not connected to Yuzhang anymore. It's like JSA is still JSA. It just is no longer connected to Yuzhang.
Huh.
Like, yeah.
Yep.
That's weird.
It is weird. It's almost like, imagine so if in War Machine.
It's like all your purchases got invalidated, but not really.
Yeah, it's very weird. Honestly, okay, so Corvus Belli like collects all this data from ITS, and they see what models are being played on a regular basis in ITS events, and they have lots of this data. And for the most part, less than 5% of all JSA models saw play in regular vanilla. I'm the oddity because I literally played. There's a few people that are affected by this, like very few individuals that like
Rushi.
Actually, like that. No, well, like that's a
damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 5% that played are, and it's not even 5% individuals. It's 5% of the lists. So theoretically, those few lists could be made up of, you know, from my understanding of it, like 5 people that literally regularly take it, and then all of that data. You see what I'm referring to?
Yeah, they're the storm raptors of Infinity.
Yeah. So like, so it doesn't affect most players, and it's actually a good thing probably moving forward long term. And it allows for like Yuzhang to already have access to a lot of the models that already exist in these that exist in this sectorial, this new like JSA sectorial. And then, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had some really weird feedback on my headphones.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm sorry. But there is like the small percentage, like myself, that it actually severely affects.
So you are the 5%?
I am the 5%.
What was the War Machine analogy you were going to make, Nigel?
If when they release Crucible Guard, all the Laylee's models and Mercs left Mercs and joined Crucible Guard. Oh, okay. And then people would be like...
I was thinking like Fiora leaving the Protectorate and taking all the Flame Guard with her.
Hmm.
But then no one's purchases would be invalidated because no one bought those models.
Yeah. And then they would do the same thing. Only 5% of people play that. Oh, wow! I was on 5%. But like it's
really weird. Oh, sorry, Nigel. Go ahead. It's really weird though, because like your purchases are invalidated, but they're not.
Yeah. I mean, even in like the War Machine example, if like the Laylee's models all joined Crucible Guard and then couldn't play for Mercs anymore, your purchases wouldn't be invalidated because you could just play Crucible Guard. You could like, you can now play Crucible Guard with your Laylee's models. And people would still riot in the streets, you know, like it would still.
Man.
Right.
It's interesting though, because I don't mind that they did it, but I also don't suffer from it. But as I think Chris astutely pointed out, that combined army players already suffered this fate by having some of their models redacted.
In the old edition, yeah.
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 That's less of an issue. And like,
and everything's fine.
Like,
yeah. So it's kind of like they have to just kind of like make a couple bad. They have to make calls and sort of it's going to ruffle some feathers. And it's actually, it's overall, I think what has happened in Infinity has been pretty healthy. I've just seen like nonstop toxicity in like every game system, period. Yeah. I don't know. Like a lot of people, especially around Mark III for War Machine, were like, the forums are toxic. We have to get rid of the Facebook groups are toxic. It's just so much toxic. Blah, blah, blah. There's like this like growing perception that like everybody's super toxic all the time about the game.
And then you went to the
Dragon Ball. Literally, go to the Dragon Ball Facebook group one day.
That thing you sent the other day, we should share when we post this. Like the conversation of the guy just being like, "Hey guys, what do you do for this?" And someone's like, "Look it up, idiot." And then he's like, "Okay, well, thanks for the help." And he's like, "You're welcome." Yeah. It's just like, you didn't have to be a dick. Yes, I did. No, you really didn't. No, he totally needed to be a dick. Like, random third guy chimes in.
He was just like, whoa, like, you're the one calling names here, buddy. Yeah, like, are you kidding me?
He's just like, what the f-
Yeah.
Literally, and it's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
He's in every thread. And the, like, yeah.
Just being a raging a-hole. And, yeah.
I actually share that image because Nigel, like, I was commenting, like, on a random post. And this guy just came in just to blow me up, and I was just like not trying to. I wasn't trying to be a douche or anything. Yeah. I just like was stating something. Like,
Colin said, this ruling is bad. So basically, what it is in Dragon Ball, if you play a card as a reaction, it's called Cold Bloodlust. If someone evolves a card, so I have a card in play, I'm going to evolve it into another card. You can Cold Bloodlust it. You, as they go, I'm going to evolve. I'm going to put like my android under here and evolve. They have to cold bloodlust it blind, and then you could choose to not get a guy out of your deck. You could be like, well, I didn't get him. And they're like, oh, because he's cold bloodlusted, so you're not going to put him in play if he's not going to have an effect.
Yeah.
So you could just change by saying, well, I didn't get the android I wanted. Like, you're not obligated, apparently, to play a card.
Yeah, because the card ability says up to one, so you can choose zero.
Yeah.
But the counter has to be played blindly. Which I just think is really dumb.
Really super stupid.
Yeah. Like,
So
the actual interaction is like, it's a counter play card. So like your opponent plays a creature, and then you're like, cool, I'm gonna counter you playing that creature. But in this case, your opponent may or may not be playing a creature, and you have to counter it, and then they could just choose to not play the creature.
Yeah. That was
it
exactly
makes no sense.
That was exactly my.
And if they have
argument,
a second android, they could be like, you cold bloodlust it, so that the guy who comes down who doesn't come down. Now you have you're not even cold bloodlusting the existing guy anymore. Yeah. You're actually cold bloodlusting a guy who never came down. So then you could just put another android under them and go get the same guy again.
But you can wait. You can wait until after you see the card, and then you can cold bloodlust it. But then it doesn't hit the like
the come into play effect. It hits the after. It hits the double strike basically.
Yep.
So
good old Lost in Translation issues.
Yeah, exactly. So Colin basically said, "I hate this ruling." I just don't like it. You shouldn't have to cast it blind. Learn how to read a card, idiot. Like the guy immediately was just like, and Colin was like, I don't understand the ruling. I'm just saying I disagree with the ruling. I'm not saying I don't understand it. And they're like, learn and read. If people read their cards, this wouldn't be an issue. It's like, Colin's not saying that. Never mind.
To be fair, the way Colin reads it is the way it should be played.
Correct.
Like, if you actually read the cards.
Yeah. Well,
I was just like, there's no game out there that uses counter cards that, like, you don't know what you're countering before you, like. That's just stupid.
Your opponent, like, draws their card for the turn. I counter! What are you countering?
I mean, the most important part about that
maybe
is that was a ruling. It was played a way that we were wanting it to be played for the longest amount of time. And then they came out with a ruling, an errata, that changed the, like, basically added a new open window for when you do cold bloodlust.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mm.
So,
what are the sweet things happen in Infinity? So, because so far none of it applies to me, and it's lame.
You need to, yeah, you need to look at them. I know I probably shouldn't be doing this, but I hate assembling models, and I'm assembling these new models, and they look absolutely amazing. So, I am not a bandwagon because I cannot tell you how livid I have been about the majority of this as a Yuzhing player in the 5% losing access to models that I want to be playing.
What, is this the cat lady box? Like the,
yeah,
the,
it is.
The
yes,
horse,
yes.
Cat bike.
Yep. Yeah, and yes, Adam is very upset. I think the first time I've ever seen Adam upset at something Corvus Belli did.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which is also why shocking. I'm just like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm being positive about it now. I'm in the acceptance phase right now.
Earlier this morning he was living
the stages of grief. Like he just
also he's just cycles through all 7 stages several times in a day.
Yeah. Oh, and like
in the end, this will be. I think we'll all look back at this and see it was a good change, but it's just going to be something that needs to take time.
Yeah, and Adam's going to suffer the 7 stages per model. Like it's going to be each time he discovers another model that
I freaking pissed off. I actually almost yelled this in the middle of our podcast because I am looking around the room that I'm staying in looking for models that I haven't assembled. And I literally bought a second Keisatsu Doctor because I sometimes play 2 Keisatsu Doctors and an additional Chinese Doctor. Tokusetsu, which is the Japanese Doctors. So now I have a model that is like that I'm not going to end up playing in vanilla. But I have
can still play JSA.
So. Yeah, well, I have 2 boxes of Morlocks, and they got completely replaced by this new box that's just the Suicide Squad. And they completely annihilate the other 2 boxes I purchased.
Yeah, those Suicide Squad ones look freaking amazing, too.
Everything they do for Nomads is fantastic right now. All they do is hit home runs. They put on their pants just like everybody else, only when they put their pants on, they make gold record models.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. So actually, if you guys are have any slight interest in Infinity, if you go to Adepticon, you should swing by the Corvus Belli booth. Check out the new book. Check out the new set. It looks freaking awesome.
And while you're there, we're right next to the Corvus Belli booth.
We are.
We are.
Exactly.
With our sweet terrain, so you can check out. You can go look at the new models and then look at our sweet terrain.
When's
right
Adepticon?
There. In 2 weeks.
Damn it.
Yep. Damon is right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right that right in spring break, isn't it? Right?
No, that's next week. I need to figure out how to get money in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You work at this place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you and Joey could go work the streets downtown.
Yeah, that money's already spoken for.
Joey the other day was like, do you guys think that over a spring break, I could like get $1,000 in a week? I'm just like, no.
I thought you were going to say, do, bow,
bow. He goes and buys gasoline, waits a week. Sells
it. Yep.
Oh, my God. He's going to do some, It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. He's going to go buy Dave and Buster bucks and then sell them a week later.
He's got to get paid like $15 an hour and work like 80 hours to like just it.
While being the schmoopiest dude ever.
Yeah.
He's coming in this spring break with the lowest amount of energy I've ever seen a person under 25 have.
He's like, I got to figure out what I'm going to do over spring break. And we're like, oh, you going to like come hang out and like play games and stuff? He's like, no, I'm going to just sit on the couch. I'm just deciding what video game I want to play. And I'm like, how are you going to make money?
He's like, I'm just going to plant myself on the couch. I'm just deciding which fertilizer I want to pour on the couch first before I plant myself.
I love Jimmy.
Oh, gosh, dang it.
Kids say the darndest things.
Yep.
But that's it. It's just Yuzhing stuff. I've missed 3 days of Yuzhing stuff.
No. It's not Yuzhing. It's
It's actually every faction except for the alien faction.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Yeah. Wait, Nomads aren't getting anything.
You're not an alien. I mean, yeah, you kind of like the mercenary. Like, there's a mercenary
faction.
Oh,
yeah,
the
mercenary faction, yeah.
Yeah, so the mercenary factions are effectively just, I think, 5 different sectorials that, like, encompass things from other factions. So there's, like, Pano with mercenaries, but like they, like it's just apparently it's just kind of all over the place. Like apparently Pano remotes are just in all of them. So like
they just got like stolen.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, Adam, I'm super pissed too. I have to buy hard cases now.
What?
I have to basically buy the coolest Ariadna models and then combine them with my pretty cool Nomad models to play this stupid new faction that's like awesome.
There's like a mercenary faction that is like it combines Nomads and
Ariadna.
Ariadna.
Yeah.
Just buy Lance's stuff. He's never going to play.
That's true. I don't know if he had the exact stuff that I need. But yeah, if they had Van Zant, if you could play Van Zant in that fashion. Have...
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Does it have that stupid dog, McMurrow?
Nope, but it's got Senior Massacre.
Ooh. Yep.
Deadpool.
Yep. Who's got a new model coming out?
Is it Deadpool? Is the new model like
the new
more
one
Deadpool?
Looks more like Deadpool.
it's from, it's for
Aristea.
I love that they are just phoning in like all the, they're just like, what pop culture reference
they're
can
we
make?
They're not phoning anything in. It's just straight paying homage. It's not phoning in.
Yeah. It's like in this new, the new J or the new JSA box, there's literally four different models that are just taken from something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's literally a new unit that is literally called Section 9 or not Section 9. Okay. What are they? Unit 9. Uh-huh. But they look exactly like the Major and oh my god.
Yeah, from Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And keep on wanting to say Saito, but it's not Saito.
And you got Cat Girl on a bike. And
then there's Cat Girl on a bike from, but not Cat Girl from Batman. Like, yeah. No, she's just like, she's from an anime. Like, really obscure. Like, not that obscure, I guess. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They need to put Dragon Ball characters into the game.
I was actually thinking about that.
Nomads.
Yes. No, it wouldn't be a Nomads. It would be an Aleph. Mm. It'd just be like these, because Aleph would be like a bunch of shirtless dudes with huge hair just like beating the crap out of stuff.
Just Achilles goes like Super Saiyan. but yeah, and then there's the Silver Samurai from Marvel.
Mm.
I need to play this game more. The problem is I can't play Infinity unless Chris is here, because I need him to set up tables for
Chris
me.
Chris is literally here.
Yeah,
I know.
And Chris,
like,
has a car.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he can start playing.
But, like, we can't ever, like, run anything at Mayhem, because we need, we need, like, five tables put together.
Yeah.
Well, they have four.
No, I meant, like, I can't put them together. I'm not good at it.
What? We're fine.
Infinity tables are the most difficult tables to put, like, actually
not
put
really
together. But, yeah.
The trick of Infinity is that we should all just only play limited insertion, period.
Yeah.
And then we'll all like the
game.
That's
all I do anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the club, Nigel.
Yeah. Like, welcome to the party, pal.
When they when they made that change to the ITS season where they were just like, if you play a 10-man, like, one order pool, like, your opponent can't take away your tokens with their command. Like, they can't spend the command. I just was like,
I've been playing limited insertion lists, but here's how this goes. I play either a reaction bot or a Sin Eater with an HMG on a rooftop, and then usually, like, a snipery type guy, the medic, the engineer, and then I'll play, like, a tag and slash heavy infantry somewhere up the table, and then, like, some sneaky guys running around. And, like, literally turn one is they kill the Sin Eater, and I start getting triggered. Like, it's a dude. Like, yeah, just... It's like, because you only have 10 orders. They're like, okay, well, I'm down to 9. I guess I lose. I just straight lose. And then it just goes downhill from there.
You need to just take, like, a TO.
Oh, my gosh. I've been muted this whole time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I thought
he was, like, a cocoon of glue on the floor, and he just couldn't, like... I was like, after we're done with the podcast, we're going to find out what happened to Adam, and then we're going to call the ambulance.
I've literally been talking, and I just looked at my mic, and I'm like, why is this red button blinking?
Fantastic. I was wondering why the Infinity guy was being so quiet in this Infinity talk.
I 100% was wondering that. I was like, geez, we're like talking about Infinity.
All right, I'm going to put my avatar together this week, and you and I are going to play...
Big Dick Rick versus whatever the hell the avatar is.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell the avatar is.
Big Dick Nick, Fools.
Yeah. The last one.
Oh, Nick. So the new, the Dire Foes guys got updated.
Again?
So it's in Army. No, they're in Army now.
Oh.
The new one for that has Ariadna and also has Combined Army. Yeah, which is like freaking awesome. Yeah, he's like pretty legit.
Is that at Adepticon? Buy it for me.
I'm sure it is at Adepticon. I'd be surprised if it's not at Adepticon.
You have to be there to get there.
Yep, gotta be there. God, I'm at work. Dicks. I would get it for you, Carl.
And the new factions have Yuan-Yuans. Yuan-Yuans in them.
What? They do?
Yeah.
Oh,
sweet. Yeah, ask Chris which one it is. I can't think of which. I think it's, is it Star? I could be wrong. I'm going off the memory. Ask Chris which one has Yuan-Yuans in them. One of them does. Of the new ones.
What?
Boom.
The Ikari Company. And they can have four.
What
factions does that consist of? It's got Hack. Some JSA.
Some Pano! That's what I wanted to hear.
I'm pretty sure it has Wu Ming.
Ariadna. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Adam, this guy's not in my army builder yet.
It's up on Army itself. I don't know if it's downloaded on the Army app.
Oh, worthless. But yeah, I actually like some of the ideas of mixing some of the factions together a little bit. I think that'll be really fun.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting.
Well, we'll have to see how balanced it is. But
I mean, sure the coolest part about it is you're still, if you pick one of those, you're still stuck in that one. You can't, like, build one of one and one of the other.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you're me, at Omaha. Oh, wow, he cheated to win. Then you do you.
Yeah, he straight Bill Belichicked it.
Yep. I did literally misinterpreted the rules.
You did.
Yeah.
No one
despite us
me.
Telling you. Same with Dragon Ball. I drew 7 cards for, like, my first 2 rounds of my
Wait,
first tournament.
What?
He did.
No one told me it was
he
6
was
cards.
Yes, I did.
Gone never caught me.
You played the demo. You played the computerized demo.
Yeah.
I never realized.
Where, like, the screen is basically giving me a seizure the entire time.
You could just. Yeah. Good times. Nick cheating.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's happened a few times.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Adam, are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you guys not hear me?
There you go.
No, you got cut out a little bit.
Oh, it's probably my super awesome internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which hopefully will be fixed here in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
Oh, man.
And then you guys can come stay.
What?
In the house.
Oh. Yeah. We'll get on that.
What?
Oh, whatever.
Adam, it's a bit of a trek to come and see you.
What's like
call.
600 miles between friends?
Yeah.
About 18 hours.
Nice.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a horrible podcaster and didn't have the stuff readily available to me to actually talk about it.
What stuff?
Yeah, what?
What's happening?
The other, like to go through in detail, I also figured that wasn't necessarily,
I'm pretty excited to have more hacker killers in Combined Army. That's, like, legit.
Yeah.
More hacker killers makes my heavy infantry better. And I love playing, like, the Morad heavy infantry dudes.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
Hmm. Well, what else do we have to talk about?
Dragon Ball Super.
But what are we talking about there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have nothing to talk about because we need the cards to come out.
Yeah.
We're all, it's Christmas, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's literally Christmas Eve for us.
Yeah.
And then we're going to just have a unpacking party.
Yep. Yeah, we opened packs as a family. And also, Colin, you are 24 hours away, maybe less, 18 hours away from being an adult.
I get my mail at 5 o'clock or so.
From being an adult?
Yeah.
He
didn't go to
Christmas, not a bar mitzvah.
He didn't go to Target all week and ruin his Christmas.
Really cool. I did go to one Target, but they didn't have it.
Some of the Targets don't understand the street date, so they're like just like selling it already, as per Adam. Didn't buy them, apparently, but he somehow has acquired them from a maybe Target that did. Whatever. The point being is that Colin has been like, let's go Target!
Yes, literally every night for the last week.
And I'm like, no, we've got him on order. We have all the cards. Just, we're going to wait for what we want.
Like, yeah.
But, Mom! I could get him right now!
Yep.
I'm kicking myself so much. So much.
Yeah, you could be
Adam. Way too much. Yeah, you could be me, Colin.
Bought way too much. What?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't. He bought.
Uh oh. Classic Adam.
I mean, I bought a Funko Pop, so. Well,
that's true.
He bought,
oh, no.
So he bought one box on accident.
No, the one box
spent $70 on accident. Whoopsies.
One press buy.
So here, I'll fill you in, Nick. So he buys the first box and all the like starter stuff from Game Nerds, and he's like, "Ah, all right, that was cool." And then he's just like, "Ah," like comes back like a day later. He's like, "I actually want to get one more box." And then he's just like, "Ah, one box doesn't get me free shipping, so I'll get another box." And so he's like, "All right," so he ordered two more. It turns out he accidentally ordered three more boxes instead of two more boxes.
Sweet Jesus.
So he's actually getting four boxes and all the starters and all the special packs.
Yep. Yep. And Phoebe is currently on her way to come and spend spring break with me that I did not know about. And they're going to arrive on Tuesday and she's going to be like, "What the fuck is all this shit?"
The box was so big. The UPS wouldn't ship it.
He only spent $330.
UPS wouldn't ship
USPS.
It
had to go to UPS.
Oh, yeah. USPS wouldn't ship it, and UPS had to ship it.
Which is why he's not getting his stuff on time.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, my God. So he ordered, like, super bonus stuff, and it's not even going to be here?
He's going to get his one box, probably.
No, it's got all shipped together.
Yeah, they pile everything together.
Oh, no.
This is why I actually, like, I only ordered one box on Game Nerds, and I was like, "I'll go to my local store to get the other box, because mm-hmm. I want to get two boxes." So I was like, so that way, at least, I for sure have one. Assuming Mayhem is good on this.
I didn't go through that process at all. I just got lucky and ordered exactly what I needed to get, USPS.
How is that lucky?
Because I put zero thought. I didn't put any thought into it, and I'm getting what I want, and that's luck.
What? That luck would be you randomly smashing buttons and somehow ordering what you wanted.
No, you're basically saying it's not luck if I go to the movie theater right now. I know they're playing Black Panther. If I happen to get there 10 minutes before it's showing, that's luck. It's not luck that I went there knowing full well I'm going to watch Black Panther one way or the other. But it is luck that I'm just getting it right when I want it.
What?
It's his cards and he right. wants it now.
Yeah.
That made sense, I guess. Maybe not really.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Adam did just smash buttons and then he didn't get what he
wanted. I don't even know how it happened.
just drunkenly ordering Dragon Ball cards off the internet, wakes up the next day. What did I do?
Yep.
That's why I think I need to delete the Amazon app off of my phone. It's just too tempting.
Although we did break, so Adam has this thing that like, it's the one-click buy option on Amazon.
Yeah.
He just keeps on accidentally clicking that option, and he's saying that that's why he's buying things. But I found out.
Colin tested it.
I tested it, and it like you click the one-click buy button, and then it forces you to slide a bar across the screen in order to actually buy.
Is that with your phone?
That's with my phone.
Yeah. I think on the PC you can get one-click buy where it just
goes, yeah. 100% on a PC that doesn't exist. Also, when like I'm buying my stuff on Game Nerds. Oh, you're talking about Nick with the one.
No, I'm talking about you.
I
have
literally on Amazon. Anytime like I put something in my cart and it's like one click to buy it now. I'm like, all right, careful. It's like the nuclear launch button. I'm like, careful. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no. I didn't buy these on Amazon. I bought all this stuff from Game Nerds.
Yeah, you've told us multiple times that you've like accidentally purchased things on Amazon by accidentally clicking the one.
Oh yeah, that's legit. On the PC.
I mean, I'll go to the PC and test it.
Do it. I don't have
a PC in front of me.
I know that it works on the PC that way because I had a buddy I used to leak. He used to use my Amazon account to watch movies.
Yeah.
And then I just had random stuff like he would just buy random movies because he was stupid. I'm like, dude, like, I don't, you know. And he's like, you know, it's just like one click buy. And he also has an Amazon account.
Was
so he thought
Casey?
No, this was Brian, my ex-roommate. So he'd be logged in as me to watch movies and then randomly buy things, which then I had to pay for, you know. He paid me back, but still. It was tilting.
Annoying.
Yeah.
But it's one click buy. So it's just like, boop.
The cool thing about that is you have like a couple hour window to negate the accident.
But because you one click bought, you don't know it's an accident. Like he's just like, yeah, getting some stuff to my house, and then you know he just walks off, and then he has no reason to wonder.
Yeah, gotcha. But yeah, I think that's a podcast. I'm excited to play Monster Apocalypse, assuming it is like $80-ish or less.
Mm-hmm. And. Monster Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Monster Hunter.
I'm excited to go home and do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, I need to prep better.
What?
He needs to eat his meals before he goes out on a mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do need to do that. Nick needs to do that, too.
I just forgot that one time. No, whatever. Get out of here.
Yeah, you like skirt your responsibilities more. Yeah.
Also, yeah, that Barot. No, what's the roly Radaban?
Radaban.
That guy that I was like struggling with because I was using daggers and like not doing enough damage because I'd be like stab, and then he'd start an animation. I'd have to dodge.
Yeah.
I like literally ran out of time to get. I switched to a hammer, just like, and 10 minutes later he just died.
Yeah.
Like just.
Yep. Yeah, you just take it to pound town.
Yeah.
Certain weapons are good against certain things.
No, it's just daggers are probably garbage unless you're with a party where, like, other people can hold the aggro.
The game is so different, though. Like, when I first started, one of the first weapons I used was a hammer. And I was like, I loved it at first because it was awesome. And then I hated it because in any fight, as the fights got more animated, like, it was tough to, like, it was just so clumsy.
If you're not punching like a mob of a million little dudes, you're like
no. I know I'm at the point that you're at. I'm pretty sure I'm at the point that you were at right now, Nigel.
Yeah.
Because you're referring to when you were playing by yourself too. So I have tried a couple of times hopping on and being like, all right, I got to go do this thing, and then it's just like you get stuck in this animation, or I'm fighting the like. Flying electric squirrel, right?
Yeah, now. Yeah, exactly. And that's a tough one for like a hammer user. Or
yeah, I use it all the time on him.
I think as you play, like now, I would use the hammer against literally almost every monster. But when I was playing, it was like really frustrating early. And I started by using the great sword, and it got away from that. And then I just started using the bow, like the light bow gun. The light bow gun is the easiest thing in the world to use. So it's like. Going from that to like literally anything else is tougher, but
yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed daggers when we were playing together. Mm-hmm. But like solo, it's just like when Colin's getting like dick punched by a monster and I'm just underneath it, like yeah. It's just,
yeah,
but then like I can't dodge, like
yeah, exactly.
I can't do enough damage and dodge the attacks while using daggers. It seems mm-hmm. like, but
well, if you guys really want to treat, try Haunting Horn. That is a pretty tough weapon to use.
I am gonna try a bow tonight.
Mm.
Which you guys said you have not tried.
I've never like, tried a bow.
I have, but I like.
Wait, is this what are we doing this tonight? Because I can play tonight.
Yeah, we'll do it tonight.
Well, that was a fun podcast.
Yeah. Episode 4, another one in the books.
Yep. Oh, I got one thing.
Oh, geez.
If you haven't bought your ticket yet, shame on you.
Yeah,
you should come to MuseonCon. It's May 18th through the 20th. Tickets are available at MuseonStore.com. If you buy your ticket before March 14th, you get some extra bonuses for it. After March 14th, it's just going to be $50.
Wait, are these the Scott Taylor mugs?
No. Well, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't know.
It might be Scott Taylor related.
He's going to edit this out, so it's irrelevant. Like, mm-hmm. if we ever mention Scott Taylor X, Scott's just going to be like, no! So, it's a lot of fun. We got, like, basically every minis game for the most part. Infinity, Malifaux, X-Wing, Batman, Collins,
Monster Apocalypse.
It's not going to be out, is it?
Nope.
We'll bring back the old one. We're going to go to the dumpster.
We're going to get Nathan Hoffman, who still has his collection.
We're going to go find some shoeboxes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
That's where they're stored. I guarantee Nathan Hoffman's entire collection is just shoeboxes.
We're going to start raiding.
It's going
to
be.
We're going to. Like, instead of going to take people's guns, we're going to go and take their shoeboxes.
Yeah. Also, I remember when I first bought Tower, like, 7 years ago or whatever it was, I had a ton of shoeboxes. I had, like, 4 shoeboxes full of, like, the Monster Apocalypse. And I just was like, anybody want these? Anybody? I tried to sell them for, like, a year, and I just threw them away. I was like, filled up the entire dumpster, basically. Yeah.
But, yeah, if you're coming, go buy your ticket sooner rather than later. You get some bonuses for it. If you have questions, contact us via Facebook, facebook.com/MuseonCon. So,
come hang out with us.
Yep.
Come on, knock on our door. That's what that reminded me of.
He was waiting for you.
It reminded me of The Shining. Like, come play with us. Like,
yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a podcast. So, this was Crump.
Colin.
Nigel.
Adam.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
went to order one, and I was like, oh, fuck, well, one's not special. Like, one's not, like, free shipping, so I might as well order two. Apparently, I ordered three, so...
You don't even know how much you're spending anymore.
The worst part about it is Phoebe randomly decided to drive out here with my mom, and they arrive tomorrow. So I got to be like, I totally didn't spend this money, guys. I swear. Like,
awkward. Yeah.
And it's a nor'easter.
They
might get stuck there.
That's already gone. That's already come and gone.
You're getting a new one, dude, this weekend.
I know, like Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking nor'easters. I don't know. Yeah, and I was planning on going and playing Infinity, too. And then it's like, Phoebe's coming. And I was like, fuck, I was going to New Hampshire.
Are they coming out to see the house or something?
No, she's on spring break.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah, so she'll be... I mean, yeah, we're going to go see the house, but I think it's... Otherwise, I don't see her till June.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that sucks, so... I keep looking for tickets.
I thought she only had to finish out the school year.
Yeah.
That's
it ends June 1st.
Jesus.
June 1st. Yeah.
Do they just have, like, a month worth of cancellations?
Nope, that's their last day of school is like May 31st or whatever.
Jesus.
And they've had one snow day that they have to make up.
I always remember getting out like May 2nd or something like that, early May.
Yeah, they like, I don't know, they have way more breaks during the year now than they used to.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. Oh, by the way, this new pack looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the models, like, no, in person. It's like some of the best models they've made.
Yeah. Your JSA dudes?
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
how'd you
I'm
prank
like,
street date, you fucker? Jeez.
I'm a war core.
Oh, you fucker. War cores are always cheating the system.
Yeah, they actually are always cheating the system.
Yeah.
It's also like the only game that works. Like Outriders never got crap, or Press Gangers, or Guild Ball dude pundits.
Yeah, they always get it late.
They always get it late and then complain about it. Well, mostly just Dan Samus. But, but yeah, Infinity's like, you get your sweet stuff super early.
I actually wish I wouldn't have gotten it early, because now there's other shit I want to order, and you have to fucking order it from Spain, and it's just a punch in the dick. So, yeah. Like, I wanted to order the book, but I couldn't order the book because it wasn't part of the thing. So, like...
Fuck them.
Is the book going to be at Adepticon?
Yeah.
Well, you can just pick it up.
Yeah, that was going to be my request. Oh, by the way, I think I already told you, or Chris showed you. You know there's a new thing like the Tony, right? You can't, I mean, this is not open information yet. So it's still like privy. You're still, you know, we can't talk about it on a podcast. But they're making another... one of those things like the tag, like the Tony tag special kit event.
For Salamander, Big Dig Rick? Or yeah.
No, it's for Oyuri. It's for the JSA guy.
Oh, lame.
Yeah!
What? Why are you excited?
I play JSA now.
Hmm. Fake news.
I'm getting this box. I'm going to play JSA.
I mean, let's be real. Big Dig Rick would be great.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
God, Adam.
Oh, man.
Like... We've got Tom Guan coming in, Brent Simon coming in, and Jay Larson coming in for like to see the shop and do some gaming and whatever. And all I can think all I can think about is that I'm getting my cards. I'll be like, guys, I'm gonna set you guys up in the hotel lobby with like Scrabble, and then I'm gonna leave. I've got Dragon Ball cards open.
That's so true, though.
I want to go to Target so bad.
I made the mistake. Don't do it. Like, this is what I did.
Oh,
I went to Target. I bought the special packs at Target. And I was like, well, it guarantees me an SR. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at least guaranteed an SR. So I did that. And now I'm kicking myself because I didn't realize how much I ordered.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, see, I know how much I ordered. So I shouldn't, because I normally look at the price before I hit buy. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can handle this.
Gosh dang it.
Also, I used my store credit at Game Nerds.
Yeah, I did the same.
Yeah. Did you get $10 off or $5?
I don't know. I think I got screwed because I ended up buying more than I thought I bought.
Whoa, he chose Bebops.
Gross.
That's probably the best choice, actually.
Gross!
No. Gross.
No, Hardee's would have been the right choice.
Hardee's is terrible.
Hardee's is fantastic.
Hardee's is terrible.
Hardee's is great. You had a bad experience once.
You mean always?
You get food poisoning?
One time.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Holy shit.
Oh my god, this is the best model ever.
I thought he was like, he'd been Googling Gerber before this whole time. Like, what?
No, the little, the Japanese, like, I don't know, like, HVT type model that's holding a cat in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Shit, I just dropped the cat.
Oh.
But what's so good about it?
It just looks fucking awesome.
Okay. I mean, it's not better than Dragon Lady, so...
It's up there. Wait till you see it.
I've seen the picture.
Dragon Lady is the one with the parasol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is up there. They can just be best friends, Colin. Oh my god, it's Dragon Lady's best friend.
It's Sex and the City.
Yeah. Hey, she might be my governor.
Mm-hmm.
She's possibly running New York.
Wait, what? Who's
Sarah there? Jessica Parker or the other one? The one that was in Big Trouble with China. Or Katherine Nixon, or the other one that nobody knows because she's just who cares.
The redhead?
That's Nixon.
No, not the one with the short hair.
That's Katherine Nixon, the redhead?
I don't know.
I think there's only one with short hair. It's Katherine.
When I say short hair, I mean like super short hair.
Or Katherine Dixon. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that. I think it's Dixon. Yeah. And she had a kid on the show.
It's either Nixon or Dixon.
Right.
Well, I don't know any of the characters on the show other than their names and then their hair lengths, and she was the one with short hair.
That seems oddly specific information.
Oddly specific, and their preference in gerbils. That's the only three things I know.
Who liked which gerbil?
Katherine Dixon liked the gerbils, clearly, because I know the most about her. And then the rest were not into gerbils.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really it. There's only... Gerbils are binary. You're either into them or not into them. Otherwise, they're all the
same. My God. If I drive to fucking work tomorrow and the NPR is talking about how Katherine Dixon is involved in gerbil porn, I swear to God.
Did you see this?
We're going to leak it tonight.
Did you see the Photoshop that's been circulating Facebook that's like, if Seinfeld were cast today? And it's just all of them Photoshopped, like, Elaine and, like... Just all of them have been photoshopped to look like modern day like people of that age.
Mm-mm.
I don't find it. It's pretty great.
Oh, is it like their outfits basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
And hairstyles. So, I mean, they could look like anything.
Yeah. So like Seinfeld has a man bun and she's got like side shaved head.
They could literally still look the same. Mm-hmm. Honestly. The styles are so variant depending on where you are.
Oh, yeah. He'd have skinny jeans or jeggings on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Kramer's the only one who would look exactly the same. Kramer would just be Kramer. Hawaiian shirt and cargo pants or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I had life lesson learned, never get a half-pound burger from Bebop's. It's just gross.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Quarter-pound or bust.
Or Hardee's.
But getting two quarter-pound burgers is totally awesome.
It is.
Yeah. But one... half-pound burger.
No, it's just gross.
Just gross.
The meat to veggie ratio is just way off.
That's literally every two-patty hamburger ever.
Yeah. You're just like, why?
Oh, the ratio.
The golden rule.
All right, so Scott's out tonight.
We're 17 minutes in and got nothing we can use.
What? Yeah. Why is he out tonight?
He just said he was out. He said, sorry, I can't make it, guys. Hmm. Something came up. But, I mean, I think we should be good to go.
Oh, shit. Do you think they came for his guns? Sorry, there's a standoff at my house. The FBI's here.
Oh, man.
Had some stuff at work come up. Upload when done, and I'll get unedited and posted. What, he's going to unedit our podcast?
Damn it. I was going to edit out all the offensive
yeah,
bits.
Yeah, we need to edit more.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we have Crucible of Guard to talk about, the new immunity stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, and then Yujing.
And then Yujing. And I think that'll cover us. I guess we could maybe talk Dragon Ball at the end.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball!
Or Black Panther.
I mean, why are we not? Oh, Black Panther. Are you talking about Pogs?
What? Why would we be talking about Pogs?
Yeah, that's what Nick said.
No, Monpok.
Oh, yeah, Monpok.
Oh, yeah, Monpok. Yeah. Gonna need a Monpok. Also, I was saying we should get Chris in here.
Oh, do it. I love it.
But he's being unresponsive right now. Just like, nope, I'm busy packing. Yep, like he can't hear us or something. Like we're not within earshot of him. Oh.
I thought Chris said his sister's apartment is getting raided.
Sprayed.
Yeah, sprayed.
It's sprayed. Yeah.
It's sprayed with raid.
Yeah.
Same. I'm actually impressed to hear that far.
Yeah. What is that?
What's a Beerus?
The Dragon Balls. The Dragon Ball games.
Oh, okay. Man. How
Lance got those for me.
That is something we need to talk about. Or should be talking about.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
So how much Dragon Ball did you guys order?
What? I ordered 2 box and both the starters.
Do you think Game Nerds is going to give us the dash packs for buying 2 starters?
Yes. They do. I've already confirmed with them.
It said nothing about that on their website.
It does.
I sent them an email and they respond.
Okay, what's the deal with the starters?
If you buy 2 starters, you get a dash back.
Yeah. Okay, I did that.
And so if I don't get a fucking dash back.
Game Nerds did not tell me I was getting a dash back as a part of
you my will team. Be getting one. I have an email from them saying you will be.
No.
Oh, I got shit from them.
Do you have to order 2 of the same dash pack? Or sorry.
I nope, it's just for every 2 period, you get one.
Oh,
and
periods.
The reason why I have a response is because I actually emailed them.
Nice. Well, perfect, because that's what I got. I got 2 starter packs and 2 boxes, and then I also have one of those special packs.
I hate
that
dash
is.
Packs.
I hate dash packs, too.
Yep. I just want all the Piccolos.
You're not going to get them. I deserve the Piccolos. I'm the Piccolo guy.
I am the great Piccolo.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't play any of the Piccolos. I play Piccolo all the time.
I play the Piccolos.
No, you don't.
Yep, I play the Piccolos.
None of your decks.
That might be true. That's because they don't go in any of my decks.
I make him go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even play a blue leader.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, I've literally never ever used a Piccolo card. Yep.
But this is the first one I would play, and I'm the Piccolo guy.
I'm the Piccolo guy.
I play all of the Piccolos except the blocker. The blue blocker.
Okay. But the green blockers.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, it's because the blue blocker's dog shit.
I mean, if he's...
I don't know, man. Those blue blocker sunglasses are pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Have I told you guys how much I hate assembling models?
Yep.
No?
Nope.
This is the first time.
It hasn't changed.
Hmm. So, let's pull up the Crucible Guard stuff. What?
Oh, we don't have to talk about Crucible Guard if we don't want to, but yeah. We can talk about Crucible Guard if we want to just chew the fat and bitch about how broken they are.
Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball.
I want to talk about how not sweet Monpok looks.
Also, yeah, I do want to talk about Monpok, and I do want to talk about the new Infinity or the Affinity or whatever or immune to damage.
Wait, are you guys talking about Monster Apocalypse?
Yes.
Are they bringing that shit back?
Yes. Real quick, go to
what in the goddamn fuck?
Just go watch the video.
Go to Privateer Press's main
page. Why are you so pissed?
Just go.
I'm more irritated about this than losing models in fucking Yujing.
You went from 0 to just 100 in 2 seconds.
How dare they bring back their own IP?
Yeah, what the hell?
I mean, to be fair, it looks like shit, so.
Oh my god. Where is this at?
Just go to Privateer Press's website, and if you can't find it, then God help you.
Go to YouTube and type Monster Apocalypse 2018. That also works. If you just go to YouTube, you can watch their, like, bum, 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 okay. Bum, bum.
Oh, my God. They didn't even update their art?
Well, no. It's the same.
Yeah, why would the same game? Same. But this time, God. You're fully customizable.
Mm-hmm.
They were last time, too.
They were last time.
Yeah. You just had to paint.
By virtue of paintbrush.
Yeah.
God, that's...
that is the greatest fucking fully customizable blue, green, red, also yellow, and pink, and purple, and
but
blue
only,
again.
Only the front sections. The back sections have
to be
different.
You can't paint those, like,
yeah, they have to be the same.
Yeah.
Only the front sections can be different.
Fucking retarded.
That's how you denote what weapons
I hope in the game,
because
there are literal rules.
They couldn't give you more options for weapons on the model, because that would be too hard.
I hope there are literal rules where it's like, if you painted it red, it has these weapons. If you painted it
blue. That's what it has to be, right?
I just have no idea.
Don't they do that for, like, some 40K or something? I remember when I started Age of Sigmar, I got yelled at me to paint my Khorne pink. Mm-hmm. They were like, no, that's Slaanesh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, like, does that, like, give them...
No.
It's just people being little cunts.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It doesn't change the rules.
Like, yep.
Okay. I thought there was some... There used to be some rules for, like, if something was red, it goes faster, or...
That's orcs. Orcs, specifically, if you paint it red, it actually goes faster.
God fucking damn it.
What?
That's the most, like, retarded thing I've ever heard.
No, it's just the actual how it works.
Also, by the way, Blood Bowl has made me understand D&D. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, wait, so how does, like... you know, opportunity attacks work, and they're like, if you move away from or move into an adjacent square, if you're already engaged, I was like, oh, it's like Blood Bowl. And
yeah, it's free
like,
strike.
Everyone's like, what? And I'm like, it's like Blood Bowl. And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, God, never mind. Like, just, but I'm just like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah,
it's literally Blood Bowl.
Are you liking the video so far, Adam?
Sounds like it.
God, I could be haunted. But, well, he's either loving it or absolutely hating it.
Could be.
I'm so disappointed.
Well, I mean, at least you're scaling it back down from what your first reaction.
Like, I played it. Has anybody here played it?
No.
No.
It's actually the best game they've ever made.
Yeah.
And that's not
all. All I know is that the models used to look like shit because they're like HeroClix-ish style.
What I'm disappointed in is with the quality of the model or what the models look like.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're made in house, so.
Also, the customizable, like, literally reminds me of, like, Jesus Christ.
It's like, you could buy the yellow car or the red car or the green car.
Mm-hmm.
The quarter green. Quarter
yes,
red.
The bumper is. Yeah. Yes, you can customize that bumper.
Yep.
Yep.
I actually love the look of the robot. It's super cartoony and awesome.
Just say it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Wait, what?
We're saving it. Adam has watched the video. He's now aware.
He's aware.
All right.
Also, where's this Crucible Guard shit?
Online.
Yeah. It got pumped out on CID.
Wow. Lame.
What?
Are they actually just like fucking...
Apparently they're bananas.
Is
they're
this
just Kador, but good.
CID?
They're just Kador, but good. What's this?
Not released. This is like the coming out of, or this is like the start?
The in CID, yeah. One of their Warcasters has 36 boxes.
Yep.
Oh my god, it's Karchev.
It's a battle engine.
She's a battle engine. She's a tank.
Is it an actual tank? Like, have they finally put tanks in their game?
She's a tank and she transports the troops. No, I don't know. That's not what she does, but
if you would like to track it down.
Are you going
to
share it in our chat?
That would be cool.
Jeez.
What are you guys talking about?
We're tracking about, checking about.
Crucible Guard.
Crucible Guard. All right.
Why do you sound like Joey? Or not Joey, Jake.
Go, Jake, yeah.
Damn it.
It's like Drunken Carmen. Greater Area Omaha Area War Machine, they've got it. You can find it there and jump on that PDF.
Did you see their sweet thread today of like, what's your favorite moment from the story?
Nope.
Oh.
And they're all
putting serious ones. I'm like, mine is when there was a failing Scorn invasion of Ios, and then one mammoth decided to rage push another mammoth off of a fucking cliff, which it barreled through a wall, and then they successfully invaded Ios.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just like, they're literally getting shithoused, and then one mammoth is like, screw you, dude, and just like pushes him.
Oh, yeah.
And then they like, literally, all the elves die.
My favorite would have been then when Hexerus was in this cooling reek of the swamp, which he found altogether not unpleasant. But also, they literally used Cataphrax, Citrati to fill the swamp so that they could walk the elephants across the dead Cataphrax, Citrati.
Yeah, so the old Monpok guys looked like shit HeroClix dudes.
Yeah.
The new guys.
So, wait. So, they look like HeroClix dudes.
No, the old ones.
Yeah, that's what
the new ones are just like models. They're just like resin and metal models.
Yeah, they're just like
they're slightly bigger than like a Kate Orjack.
They're like on caliber quality sculpt with Warjacks.
Yeah.
But like they inherently look better than Warjacks because they're appropriately proportioned.
I need Chris to evaluate this game for me, and then I'll just like decide if I should play it.
Where's this thing?
The CID?
Yeah, so suppose
you gotta scroll down quite a ways. It's actually apparently.
Hold on, I'm sharing it.
Nope, already found it. Suck it, Colin.
I don't have it.
I'm sending it to our
go to the greater Omaha area. The Vanguard. Ooh, what's a Vanguard do? Oh, it's actually different than the regular Vanguard? Holy shit.
What? Is it? It's just Maker's Mark.
Does that just say it can be included in Crucible Guard?
Yeah, yeah.
What the, why is it? What the fuck?
Blurp.
Goofig. Ooh, Gorman. What's this guy do? This guy seems busted as fuck.
He got Partisan Crucible Guard. Same with Hutchuck.
Did he also get upped a rat?
No.
Well, his rat's
He
green.
Did. It's green. It's, yeah, he went up a rat.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what they needed. I guess, granted, no, whatever.
Rat 5 was pretty terrible, and he's terrible anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, he's a terrible soul.
Jesus Christ. Fuck this guy's name.
Hutchuck?
No, the fourth Arum Legate Lucas Demore.
Arum. That's almost as bad as Dragon Ball Super names right there.
Yeah, that's like Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan God Ascended.
Yell it.
You saw what Vegeta's actual name for his new form is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just literally Super Saiyan God Ascended, basically. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, why did... Oh, Jesus.
God, I can't wait until they come back from their break and Trunks and Goten are just going to be Super Saiyan Gods. And then Vegeta's going to be pissed. Then Vegeta's going to be pissed because... Like, where did Super Saiyan God become child's play?
Yeah.
But it's funny, because within the story, them being Super Saiyan Gods is still worthless. So.
I know.
Oh, let's see.
Oh my god, these models look so good!
You're not even looking at the CID, you bastard.
Yeah, I don't care about the...
Yeah, I mean,
it's
we don't have to talk
it's
about
too much
like,
information to go through.
The CID doesn't really like. We don't need to talk specifically about the CID. Maybe some highlights, but like just because it's not finished information. So,
Also, I like that Plummer is complaining about scale shifts in minis games, and then he plays like fantasy and War
also,
Machine.
Also, he was from a company that made the Black 13th.
Yes,
and. People comparing that Batgirl.
He left them specifically because of the Black 13th, though. That was the final straw. I was like, scale!
Breaking point.
Scale issues! I quit!
This actually doesn't seem that far off, though. Like, the Batgirl, like, she's not as big as Robin.
Yeah, she's a teenage girl.
Yeah.
I don't know if I totally understood the beef, but she is dainty, and in a way that's small. Hard to, like, her ankle snaps, and that's annoying.
Yeah, but like the scale isn't that far off. Like,
yeah, if you
literally look at her next to the Batman that he's sending, it's like the same.
Gotta see it in person, bro.
Ah, ah, ah! Fuck,
oh, jeez, did you stab yourself or glue yourself?
No, fuck you.
You cramped?
Drop the model.
You touched the radiator.
No, I literally got the. Yes, you got it.
You found a gerbil.
You found a gerbil.
You got it.
I don't know if that was like you got it like pissed or. Alright, we need to start this podcast though.
Yeah, do we need to call 911 or anything? Or are you okay?
I'm alive.
Okay.
Oh my god. I'm almost done.
We glue in your sweet Eugene together? Oh, sorry, JSA together?
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, not anymore. Man. Yeah, they're super different.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, we're gonna go all through it. God, oh my god, Chris, Nick missed all the new Infinity information, apparently.
I've been working all day.
Awesome. No, this is like...
It's like been like 3 days. Yeah.
I've been working all 3 days.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. All right. I mean, Adam has been...
D&D is just straight work.
All right.
And now we're good to go.
Hello, and welcome to another episode
we need
of...
to give them the break.
Jeez.
I'll just chop it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just
What's
get
the time?
What do you mean, what's the time?
So you know when to chop it.
34 minutes and 30 seconds. 34:30.
Jeez, that was really loud.
Mm-hmm. All right.